Spirit and live. Last night I spoke briefly about one of the lines in Aletheia here, referring to St. Herman as the hope of America, the good hope of America, the good hope for America, and how I try to have us focus more specifically, particularly on the fact that St. Herman is the good hope for our church in America, for the Orthodox Church, sojourning in America. I want to repeat a little bit of what I said last night, since there is almost a completely new congregation, but also to add. And I want to begin by adding. And this edition is based on another line that we hear from one of the apostles to St. Herman. Rejoice, most glorious establisher of the ascetic way. Rejoice, most glorious establisher of the ascetic way for our church in America. Asceticism, needless to say, is often misused, misunderstood in our church. So often asceticism is reduced to, confined to, some kind of personal feat that the Christian undertakes to establish the right relationship with God. Indeed, it is a personal ordeal. It is indeed a struggle, a fight against visible and invisible powers. It is indeed a struggle against passions. It is indeed a warning against all that keeps us away from God. And yet, asceticism is more than that. Or rather, asceticism is precisely that when it is understood, when it is perceived as our response to God's overture of love to us and to His world. We struggle in the ascetic arena. We do battle against all the forces of evil that exist within us and outside of us, precisely as a response to God initiating a relationship with us, a relationship based on love. And indeed, if our church is to be faithful to its great and high calling to proclaim the gospel in a new way in this land, in a more full way in this land, then it has to be based on that ascetical way, the ascetical way which is our response to God, and therefore our response, because God loves the world, it is our response to and for the world. Asceticism is not a private enterprise. Asceticism is an act of the person that impacts not only ourselves, but everyone and everything around us. And that is clearly seen in the life of St. Herman of Alaska. He is an ascetic par excellence. He is, as we sing in the Magdalene for all the great ascetics of the church, a teacher of monastics and a converser with the angels. He is one who did spiritual battle within himself. He is one who did spiritual battle with all those persons and forces that sought to veil the light of Christ in the world. St. Herman's ascetical labors are the labors of his love for God and for his neighbor. And we must never forget that the ascetical life is a life of word and deed. It is a life in which we not only speak the truth, we not only wrestle with the truth, but it is a life in which we share this truth with others. St. Vernon, as I mentioned last night, bore the infirmities of those around him, bore the injustices of those who suffered by the Russian-American Fur Trade Company. He was the nurse to all the people who were afflicted because of an epidemic that had spread through the Kodiak community. He is one whose prayers were not only for himself, but for all those around him and more than that, his prayers before the entire universe. His life is a life that radiates the light of Christ, that comes through his humility. His humility that, you can say, provoked him to do what most likely he would rather not have to do. His humility brought him into those situations which were difficult, which were painful, and yet he bore all of that with great dignity, with great patience, with great love for all who were oppressed. So brothers and sisters, if our church is to be faithful to the gospel in this land, it has to be an ascetical church. But to be an ascetical church, therefore, requires us to be a people who truly love God, who truly realize that God so loved the world that he gives his only begotten Son for us and for our salvation and for the salvation of the world. If our church is to make an impact in this culture, it has to be the church of humility, the church which bears all the infirmities, all the fears, all the doubts, all the confusions, all the sins in which it finds itself, so that indeed it can reveal from glory to glory the beautiful, saving, life-giving face of Jesus Christ.